This recording is about revenue. Every business has a revenue activity. Most of the businesses we look at in Unit 3 and 4, of course, sell stock. That's the revenue activity. Sales. Selling stock creates revenue. But it's not just sales. There's other forms of revenue as well that we'll come across. Stock gain is another example of revenue. Interest revenue. Discount revenue, and in Unit 4 we look at a few others as well. But you know, 99 times out of 100, the revenue item is going to be sales. Sales is the revenue activity. So we need to have a definition of revenue, and it's worth remembering one. It's an increase in an asset or a decrease in a liability, which leads to an increase in owner's equity, but it excludes capital contributions. So it's an increase in an asset or a decrease in the liability, which leads to an increase in owner's equity, excluding capital contribution. So that's a definition of revenue. It's worth checking out the official definition on our homepage. Find the link to AASB, the Australian Accountants Standards Board, and just check their definitions, very similar to that. So revenue, examples are sales, that's the major one during Unit 3 and 4. And of course sales is going to include not only cash sales, but also credit sales. So sales will be cash and credit. We don't look at credit sales until about chapter 5 or 6, but certainly a part of Unit 3 we'll look at credit sales. So sales is the major revenue item. There are others, stock gain we'll look at soon, interest revenue, discount revenue, and some other ones in Unit 4. Let's have a look at an example. For example, sales. Let's think about sales, a cash sale. Let's not worry about the cost of the stock to begin with. Just think about the cash sale, and let's exclude GST just to make it easy. So let's assume we have a cash sale of, say, $3,000. What's going to happen? The bank will go up by $3,000. So the asset side of the accounting equation has gone up $3,000. And to maintain the accounting equation, something must go up on the equity side. And that's going to be owner's equity. Owner's equity will go up because of the sales, because of the revenue account called sales. So the increase in the asset, in this case bank, $3,000, has led to an increase in owner's equity due to the sales account of $3,000. Of course, it's a bit more complicated when we take the cost of sales into account and we take GST into account. But think about cash sales without GST, etc. The asset bank goes up $3,000 in our example. That's the asset side of the equation. And the equity side of the equation, that goes up by $3,000 due to the increase in owner's equity, which has been caused by the increase in the revenue account called sales. Revenue will always be reported in the profit and loss statement, and you measure revenue over the reporting period, whether it's a week, a month, a year, doesn't matter, but it's reported over the reporting period. You calculate revenue for the period and it's reported in the profit and loss statement. And as I said before, it's going to include cash sales, credit sales, probably include in sometimes stock gain, interest revenue, discount revenues. They're the major ones we see this year. You have to, of course, know the double entry rules for revenue. They're the same double entry rules as exist for liabilities and owner's equity. So that's worth remembering. So revenue is the same as liabilities, is the same as owner's equity in terms of the double entry rules. And what that means, of course, to show an increase in revenue, you make a credit entry. Increase in revenue, it'll usually be sales, is a credit entry. And if you think about it, that makes sense, because an increase in revenue has an impact or increases owner's equity, and owner's equity or capital is shown by an increase on the credit side as well. So revenue up on the credit or right hand side, just the same as capital up on the credit side. And the double entry rules, of course, are reverse for a decrease. Decrease in revenue will be a debit. But the major one to remember is the increase. Revenue increases on the credit side, That's the double entry rule. Credit the sales account. The debit will normally be to either bank, of course, if it's a cash sale, or debtor if it's a credit sale, which we do a little bit later on. But the one to remember is revenue goes up on the credit side. That's the double entry rule. So to summarize the definition of revenue, an increase in an asset or a decrease in a liability, which leads to an increase in owner's equity, excluding capital contribution. Major example is sales, but we will see other ones such as stock gain, interest revenue, discount revenue later this unit and unit four. There's one or two others as well. Check the link on the AASB website. Check out their definition. Revenue is reported in the profit and loss statement. It's going to include cash and credit sales. They're the major revenue items. Think about the impact on the accounting equation. For example, a credit cash sale, $3,000. Let's exclude GST. Let's exclude the impact of cost of sales. Just thinking about the revenue. What happens? The asset goes up, bank goes up, we receive $3,000, and the equity side goes up by $3,000 because owner's equity is increased due to the revenue account called sales. The accounting equation remains in balance. And the double entry rules, to show an increase in sales or revenue, it is a credit entry. That's the one that you have to remember. Credit entry in the sales account, and it's exactly the same rules as for liabilities and owner's equity. Credit to show an increase in the revenue. That's the end of this pod.